I'd like to take a call from Mike in Seattle. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Dr. Sherman. My question is about angiosarcoma. A friend of mine was recently diagnosed with angiosarcoma via a skin thing on his neck. And it's my understanding it's a very rare disease, and I couldn't find anything about treatment, so I wondered if you could comment on it.
Boy, I don't think I've ever seen that in the clinic in my 30-plus
years.
Well,
you know, I didn't see a single medical journal reference. I didn't spend a lot of time looking for it, but it was like, what? You know, they say it's a very rare disease of the blood vessel lining.
Yeah, now sarcoma, of course, refers to the muscle lining of a vessel. So it must be contained or at least initiated in that area of the blood vessel. So it's in a vessel in his neck and it's protruding out.
Yeah, but I mean, when I read the brief stuff I did find, it said that it could actually appear in any organ in the body, heart, liver, wherever.
Mm.
But
okay.
It is happening. But most of them were in the head and neck, and I just thought maybe being that you had experience with cancers, there might be something that you could comment. But it certainly is rare, according to the amount of stuff I saw.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely have to do more research on it. But one thing I would probably recommend right off is if it's expressing itself through the skin of the neck, you might be able to encourage that even more. I mean, when the body starts expressing it through the skin, oftentimes you can encourage that using either bentonite clay or something to help draw it out. We also have something in the dispensary called BEC5, which is an eggplant extract, and it also has anti-cancer qualities to it. So, and that's something you can get over the counter. That might be something.
I looked up 4MU and went through that stuff, and then I looked to how to order it, and I noticed that it's not easy to order. I think you have to have a bank draft or something that. Somehow the United States government doesn't allow the credit card outfits to transfer the money. I don't know if it comes from England or United Kingdom or where, but I just thought I'd mention that because I haven't heard you folks talk about how to get 4MU other than it was available.
You know, I refer my patients to a website where you can purchase it. It is overseas. It's not available in the U.S.
Yeah, but if you look at that website, it won't allow. I just thought, this stuff isn't all expensive. I just thought, I think I'll take a look at this. And, it was
it's anti-aging systems.
It wasn't like I was in a hurry to order or anything, but I thought, this is nice to know. And, maybe they'll outlaw it sometime or whatever. And so, but I just thought I'd mention that because, I didn't look at it recently, but I should be more intelligent on talking to you about it. But it had been, you either do a bank draft or I forget what the other one was. And at any rate, I just thought I'd mention that because, we're so used to ordering things with credit cards.
Well, I have several patients who have ordered it before, and they didn't describe it.
They didn't mention
kind of
that.
Problem.
Well, maybe I didn't get to the correct website, but I'll work on more. It's not like it's urgent or anything. I just thought I'd mention that because you and Dr. Wright have talked about 4MU repeatedly. I think it's in the newsletter.
If you have a problem, definitely call the clinic next week, and maybe we can help you with that. But we
because
refer
4MU
people
is,
to
I think, applied to quite a number of cancers, including esophageal cancer, which a friend of mine just had a bout with that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not sure if the angiosarcoma would be an indication, but certainly worth a try. So far, the supplement, the 4MU supplement, is fairly easy to purchase. Cost-wise, anyway. I don't know about logistically.
Yeah.
But
it sounds like the mechanics has something to do with affecting hyaluronic acid metabolism. But
yes. Yeah, exactly. So... but anyway, let me, I would have to do a little more research on the angiosarcoma part, but that is pretty rare. I don't have it even listed in my cancer file. So,
well, I don't have a question for Dr. Tamburi, but he did a color ultrasound on me some years ago up at your North Clinic, and he was helpful.
Oh, good. Well, there you go, everyone. That's an endorsement for you. Well, thanks for your call, Mike.
Well, thank you,
appreciate it.
Dr. Sherman.
All right. Take care now.
Bye now.